A sinner is a saint of the future. Every man has got his future. He has done his past and every man has got his future. So these virtues, very difficult to, but through the grace of the Lord, when you earnestly aspire, I must possess these qualities. God is gracious and you will develop all these faculties. Spirit of service runs here and there and you must be, you see, first wrote here, I think, I want to come, people revised, you cannot come. Something I didn't notice it. I noticed somebody has, with all that she has come here, is a gracious order. People, otherwise people will be offended, particularly little bit of people. And you must understand, you see, these are the qualities we will try to, yet she has come here. She is serving. Devotion to teacher, devotion to guru, devotion to Patiteya, wonderful. She does all the, people are there, everybody is devoted to Patiteya. But there is a peculiar, remarkable feature, really devoted, does all the duties, and these are all the qualities, you see, that make up one a saint, a Meera, a Mudalsa, a Sulabha, all these things which constitute. And her children are studying in the Doon school, so we have got the opportunity of coming here. She stays here and she has promised to go to Dr. Padma also on the way, though it has become one day late. I hammer on the point. It's not also a digression, is it? It's not also a digression. two children are there, Bharati and Vijayalakshmi. Vijayalakshmi fond of riddles. She writes to me. I have got correspondence with children. Childrens, I have published also. I also come down to the level of child and write. Remove broken glasses, child, Varadalakshmi. When you go on the road, walk on the road, remove broken glasses. This way I write. Philosophy also. Don't take sweetmeats, bizarre sweetmeats. Flies will sit there, will give you cholera, typhoid. All these little things, they are corresponding with me. And all sorts of help and she is doing for the Divine Life Society cause. And she lives to serve others. So she lives in the eternal. Also she worked with Mrs. Velady in social work, Mrs. Velady, cabinet secretary's wife, very nice. And her relation also worked, I think, with all. Social service is worship of the Lord, service of humanity is service of the Lord. And may I prosper gloriously in the spiritual path, attain realization in this now and here, and radiate joy and share what she has. And some of the instructions she is giving to the children are worth noting. Okay? Child, you must stand on your own legs. In these days, very difficult. Income tax, sale tax, expenditure tax, what all tax? And then a bathroom tax, all these things must come. Only once, twice, thrice, otherwise tax you have to pay. That means all sort of taxes are come. Child, don't think. Wealth comes and goes. Stand on your own leg. Become a good citizen. Develop virtues. Earn yourself. Though there are several cars, she asks the children to go by foot, sometimes on bicycle. Don't go. Don't think the car will accompany you always. Kadatta vushim varadhan kadavike. Appa, varappa. Shami, vanamamali appa. Shallappa. Shanugappa. Kadatta vushim varadhan kadavike. Patna thadiyar editar. Broken needles also will not accompany you. Even a silken thread, the grandson will take care of it. At once they will write bank balance and where is the key, where is... They will ask the children, do you know who I am? Father, dying condition. So that he has got consciousness, tell, I have given 10,000 rupees there, 50,000 rupees. To mark his consciousness, do you remember, you reckon me? The son is asking, so that he can find out the key and this thing and balance and... And the Mahadila, she trains children like that. Must go barefooted, walk, yarn, sweat to the brow. Must become, don't depend upon paternal or maternal property. You must yarn yourself, become a good citizen with virtuous qualities and serve. Keep up the prestige of the family. Don't depend upon other people's income. This is the training she has trained these children. And another point, when we give a small room, she herself cleans everything. Mrs. Velady also used to do like that. Sweep all these things with brush and everything. And Mr. Rohini or Puvai also said, like a mother-in-law, don't do all these things in the ashram. Servant will do, not that. Look at the quality, she herself does everything. Our Major General Yadunath Singh, when she comes here, he himself carries his key, he himself carries water. He always says, don't give me any preferential treatment. Major General Yadunath Singh, you know, he was the military secretary to our Rajendra Prasad Maharaj. He is now the selection board chairman of Jammu Kashmir Srinagar. And our small military man, he asked, what is your salary? 3,000 plus allowance. He painted. The next word he didn't talk. He didn't talk. Where is Janasar? Such is the man. He comes and sits cross-legged at 10 o'clock in the Ganges bank. He carries all things for the Major Sharma. Major General Yadunath Singh. That must be. When your salary is increased to 250 to 300, we can't carry a thing. Like Vidya Sagar, Calcutta, he used to carry in the same student who went to Calcutta to hear his lectures. This Vidya Sagar carried his bag. They always very often quote this. So with self-reliance, self-independent, must do all these things. Humility, self-reliance, cheerfulness, don't forget. Don't close the door and drink anything, take anything, share what you have. First, charity. And then to others, poor people, sick people. If there is a tumbler of milk, if you see a sick man moving about, run and give that milk, and don't take that milk that day. Don't take it. That must cultivate. Your heart must melt like a butter when you see the suffering of others. Ask yourself whether that heart has reached this melting point. Otherwise, do some more service, more charity, share what you have. If it is like a granite or a reinforced concrete,
Jitendriyam Himatam Varishtam భారతాత్మజం వానరయూపం శ్యం క్షీరాత్మనందం శిరసాన్నమోర్ణం అంజనేయమతి పాటలాననం కాంచనాద్రికమనీయ విగ్రహం పారిజాతరుమూలవాసినం ఆవయామి పవమాననం యత్ర యత్ర రఘునాథ కీర్తనం తత్ర తత్ర కృతమస్తకాయ్యం ఆష్పవారి పరిపూర్ణలోచనం
this perishable, painful body. You have taken birth here as a human being in order to realize this. Never forget this even for a moment. This is your foremost duty in life. All other duties are secondary, and all other duties should be performed in such a manner that they lead you to the grand goal of self-realization. Having come into this world of pain and death, try to realize yourself for a time liberation. Do not come once again to this world of pain and death. A time self-realization and rejoice in the Atman forever. There is a great realm where there is no hunger nor thirst, neither pain nor grief, neither fear nor delusion, neither income tax nor expenditure tax, neither moth nor decoy. Do you know where that realm is? Do you want to know where it is? If you do, I will tell you. It is in your own heart. Within you dwells the Supreme Lord of the universe as the very life of your life, soul of your soul, your very being. That the walk in truth. Realize this. What a magnificent state it is. What glory. What thrill. You will instantly feel that you are distinct from the world, from this body composed of the five elements. You will realize I am the immortal Atman. This immortal Atman is the all-pervading reality. It is a substratum for the entire universe. Therefore, you are one with all. You are the all. You are the all in all. Feel this. It is no use repeating without the formulas like a parrot. You must realize them. Truth must become part and parcel of your life. You must live this truth. For this purpose I have given you the yoga of synthesis. You must serve all, love all, give and share everything with all. Purify yourself, meditate and realize. There is no use repeating Vedantic formulas without putting them into practice. Do you really feel that you are one with all? Then you will run to the help of everyone. You will be eager to serve. Wherever there is pain and suffering, there you will go and relieve that pain. Do you feel that your own self dwells in all? Then you will love all. You will be free from jealousy, hatred and ill will. How can evil exist with wisdom in your heart? Your heart will be ever pure like crystal. You will want to give all to everyone. This is the mark of one who aspires for self-realization. Break down these walls that imprison you. Do you know what they are? Lust, anger, greed and egoism. Walls made not of brick and stone, but of ignorance and delusion. I will give you a wonderful hammer with which to smash these walls. It is meditation on the Atman, feeling, realizing I am the immortal Atman. Plunge into sadhana, start it from today. Regular meditation alone will give you the actual realization of the Atman. Get up in the early morning and meditate. Withdraw the mind and senses from the world. Direct the gaze within. Do japa, pray. There is great spiritual power in the Lord's name. Have faith, practice. You will yourself realize this. Be regular in your japa. Meditation will come by itself. The Lord will lead you along the royal road to his lotus feet. Cling to the name. It is the supreme savior in this Kali Yuga. If the mind runs here and there during meditation, gently bring it to the lakshya. Do not wrestle with it through japa. It will come under your perfect control soon. At the same time, cultivate vairagya, this passion for worldly objects. Selfless service will purify your heart and enable you to dive deeper in meditation. Love all, cosmic love will remove all obstacles on the path, and it will illuminate it with the light of the Lord. Give. Share what you have with all. This is the surest means to expand the heart, to annihilate all evil qualities, and cultivate virtue. Practice the yoga of synthesis. Do a little of all sadhana, japa, meditation, kirtan, asanas, pranayama, selfless service, likhit japa, study of scriptures. All these are necessary. It will lead you to rapid evolution and self-realization in this very birth. May you shine as a yogi, even mukta in this very birth. May God bless you. Om Sita.
Jai Saraswati Pahi Maam Sri Saraswati Sri Saraswati Sri Saraswati Raksha Maam
Sasra nama, sasra yam, rama nama, varanane.
దత్తాత్రేయ దత్తాత్రేయ పాయి మాం దత్త గురు దత్త గురు దత్త గురు రక్షమా శక్తి ఓం శక్తి ఓం శక్తి ఓం బ్రహ్మ శక్తి వేష్ణ శక్తి శివ శక్తి
ఓం
శక్తి మహాశక్తి పరాశక్తి ఓం రాజేశ్వరి రాజరాజేశ్వరి రాజరాజేశ్వరి పాయి మాం ప్రభుర సుందరి ప్రభుర సుందరి ప్రభుర సుందరి గంగారాణి 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 పాయి మాం భాగీరథి 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 రక్షమా
It has been recognized that Srimati Shivananda Kumudini is worthy of being awarded the sacred title of Guru Bhakti Shiromani. In appreciation of meritorious services rendered in the field of Guru Seva and the firm devotion to truth, love and purity, I hereby make this award in token of such recognition with my best wishes and devout prayers to the Lord to bless the recipient hereof with health, long life, peace, prosperity, eternal bliss, success in all undertakings, vidya, dhusti, pushti and divine swarya. The 24th day of October 1957.